Seven GOP establishment senators anonymously attack Vice President Vance. By Hannah Knudsen on March 27, 2025. Seven establishment Republican senators opted to anonymously attack Vice President J.D. Vance, earning critiques from the likes of Donald Trump Jr., who concluded that these are the same cowardly neocons and genuine PCs who have constantly trashed his father, President Donald Trump, over the years. These establishment senators voiced their frustrations privately to the Jewish Insider. According to the outlet, they pointed to the remarks Vance made in the leaked Signal group chat via The Atlantic, taking issue with the vice president's suggestion that the Houthis are more of a problem for Europe than the United States and his voicing of doubt that it was in the U.S. sick interest to strike the Iran-backed group in Yemen. In other words, they are concerned that Vance has an isolationist rather than globalist worldview. One anonymous Republican senator told the outlet that a number of Republican senators are very concerned. They think it's quite revealing. It reveals a mindset that I'm sure is perplexing to our European allies. This individual continued, as another described Vance's view as very disappointing. It was shocking to me that he didn't see the need to strike back when they struck our naval vessels. That's not a British problem or a European problem, another anonymous lawmaker said. Frankly, them striking our friends in Israel is more than enough justification. Another Republican senator quoted anonymously said Vance's remarks came as a surprise but concluded that his view is consistent because he is also against continually giving billions to Ukraine. However, this lawmaker said it is worrisome when it comes to the broader picture of the GOP's direction on the issue of foreign policy. One senator went as far as questioning if President Trump saw Vance's remarks and had regrets over his choice. This individual was quoted as saying, "I've got to wonder if Trump's looking at this and going, 'What have I done?'" The article continues airing the concerns of these anonymous Republican lawmakers, but the MAGA world is not happy. So seven Republican senators decided to plant a hit piece in Jewish Insider attacking at J.D. Vance anonymously over his America First foreign policy views, Republican strategist Anthony Sarabian said. Don Jr. decided to respond to them on the record and let them know what he thinks about them. "Enjoy. Genuine PCs," he added, quoting Don Jr. directly. Indeed, Donald Trump Jr. commented on the story for Jewish Insider, giving them the following statement, emphasis added. "These seven cowardly neocons attacking JD anonymously are genuine pussies. If they really feel this way, then they should at least be man enough to put their names to these quotes. The fact that they are too cowardly to do that is exactly why I'm so happy that these renos are a dying breed in our party, whether they realize it or not." He also followed up on social media, writing, "How much do you want to bet that the seven Reno senators anonymously crying about at J.D. Vance to the leftist media are some of the same ones who have constantly trashed my father behind his back for years?" The GOP's Steve Guest also remarked, "The editorial decision to allow people to speak anonymously in a story like this is disgraceful." The anonymous attacks on Vance certainly showcase what could be a bitter battle. Yet again, between the GOP establishment and the MAGA movement in 2028. Particularly if Vance opts to run at the top of the ticket.